Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week we're going to take a look at critical thinking. Actually, it's one of those things they can't teach in school anymore, because if they did, well, they couldn't teach evolution. But critical thinking requires the ability to question the things that you're told, the things that are argued, claims that are made. The most important thing to critical thinking is asking questions, challenging and thinking through what's actually being said to what is, well, perceived to being said. What you'll often find, whether it be in politics or in religion, is that most people will try to say things, making a claim, but they have no way of being able to support those claims. They will use many logical fallacies to deceive a person into thinking they actually have answered when they really haven't. They will use a red herring where they change topics altogether to try to get you to agree to something as if you're agreeing to the original argument when they couldn't provide any support for the original argument. They may use different techniques like, well, all the scientists believe, well, now they're dealing a logical fallacy called an appeal to authority or an appeal to popular. The reality is when we look at those things, we see that people can't answer the claims that they make, so they have to appeal to a logical fallacy. And if you can identify those, you can end up quickly seeing people who cannot support their own argument. Stay on that. Make them support the claims that they make, and you might just find that you have answers they don't.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.